The message you're about to hear is an audio production of Watchman Fellowship Incorporated, an evangelical Christian discernment ministry providing research and outreach in the area of new religious movements, the cults, occult, and New Age movement. At the end of this message, we provide information on our website, magazine resource catalog, and other helpful tools. Thank you for choosing this Watchman Fellowship product.
Before we look at our manual, look in the Bible, if you will, with me. Turn, if you will, to Galatians chapter 1. The Apostle Paul warns about different alternative gospels. And in Galatians chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, Paul writes, and he says, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel." Now note, they started off in the gospel that he calls the grace gospel. That was good. The problem is they didn't stay in the grace gospel. They went towards some other gospel. Verse 7, which is not another. This is a little play on words. What he's saying here is the grace gospel is the only real good news. The word gospel means good news. Any other gospel really isn't. It's really not good news at all. It's really bad news. Verse 7, which is not another, but there would be some that trouble you and would pervert. The word means to twist. The gospel of Christ. And verse 8 is the key. But though we, that would mean Paul or one of the other apostles or anyone claiming to be an apostle, but though we or an angel from heaven, even if an angel would be appearing to you, if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So what I'm saying is the gospel must match the gospel found in the New Testament preached by Paul and the other apostles. Or otherwise, the warning is, according to the Word of God, the Bible, that you're under a curse. I'm going to ask you to contrast what the LDS gospel is, the law of eternal progression, the restored gospel, with the gospel that you know as the gospel found in the Bible to see if it's a match. Is it truly a restoration? Let's compare it for a moment to classic automobiles. I love classic cars. For example, take a 1957 Chevy. There's just nothing like it. Let's say I'm going to restore a 1957 Chevy. So I spend 3 years and an unbelievable amount of money, and I restore a 1957 Chevy. Primo, I sink a bunch of money in it, and I finally throw a big party, an unveiling. I invite you over to my house. I take you in the backyard to show you my restoration. You walk in the backyard and you see a Winnebago motorhome. You say, "Well, James, I don't know how to break this to you. It was a lot of work went into that, but that's not a restoration of a 1957 Chevy. You have a different vehicle." Well, what we want to do is we want to see, is the law of eternal progression, the Mormon gospel, is it a restoration, or do we have a different vehicle? So as I share with this, I want you to be contrasting in your minds what the gospel is according to the Bible. Well, on your handout, the manual, the law of eternal progression, the way the manual works, everything in your manual for this class period, everything in the handout, is actually from Mormon sources, except for the cover, you know, the title page, and the very last page. All the pages in here, except the cover and the last page, are directly from the writings of the Mormon leaders themselves. We have, as I've shared earlier, a library here at our Watchman offices, 45,000 cataloged resources. That would include files, periodicals, books, going all the way back to the 1800s. The largest section of the books portion of that library is the Latter-day Saint section. So we've gone back and pulled out photocopies to document what I'm sharing with you. These would include documents written by general authorities, apostles, prophets of the LDS Church. Most of the documents in your handout is actually from church curriculum. These would be copywritten by the Office of the First Presidency or by the Mormon Church itself. These are publications, manuals that are used to teach Latter-day Saints their doctrine. They're used in priesthood meeting, which is similar to what we would have as a Sunday school class for men. They're also, these manuals are used for seminary and institute on college and high school campuses, basically to train Latter-day Saints in their own faith. Most of them copywritten by the church itself or written by LDS leaders. We also have some scriptures in here from the Book of Mormon and some other scriptures. So everything can be fully documented from the writings of the church leaders themselves. Now we're going to spend most of our time looking at this back page. If you'll turn with me to the very back page, you're going to see a chart. Now the chart is not produced by the Mormon church. It's going to be a guide that's going to guide us through the documents that the church has produced. But as we turn to this last page, we're going to see that the law of eternal progression, also called the restored gospel, or the LDS gospel, basically answers three questions. And that's going to be our outline this evening. Question number one at the top of the page in the middle, where did we come from? The second question right under that, why are we here? And the third question under that section, where are we going? Now, these are very good questions, and we're going to see the Latter-day Saints have some very interesting, intriguing, maybe even appealing answers to these three basic questions that many people have. But the issue in the class is not, is it appealing or is it something that would be logical? The question is this: does this gospel match the gospel in the New Testament, or is it a different vehicle? Is it a different gospel? Well, question one, you see at the top of the page in the arrow, it points to the left-hand side. The question is, where did we come from? Now, the question strikes at this: was there life before we came to this earth? Did we have existence before we came to this earth? Now, what we're going to see in a moment is that Latter-day Saints teach that matter is eternal. The particles, the atoms, molecules have always existed in some form. Matter is eternal. Now, Christianity teaches, Christians believe, and Orthodox Jews for that matter believe, that God spoke the universe into existence out of what?
Nothing.
Ex nihilo, out of nothing by the power of His Word. Latter-day Saints disagree. They will say that God, they will often prefer the term organized. God organized pre-existing matter. Now look at your chart. Part of what God organized in creating the heavens and the earth was a giant star, upper left-hand corner of your chart, a giant star called Kolob. That's spelled, you're filling in the blank right there, it's spelled where it says star, the blank next to that, write Kolob. The name of the star is Kolob, which is spelled K-O-L-O-B. Now, Mormons have taught that this star is approximately 1,000 times larger than our sun. The name of Heavenly Father, according to Latter-day Saints, is Elohim. And Heavenly Father lives near this place. And so by God, we're going to write Elohim in that blank, and that's spelled E-L-O-H-I-M. Elohim is, by the way, some of you have had Hebrew already, perhaps. It's a Hebrew word for God, generic term. But the Latter-day Saints apply this to the personal name for our Heavenly Father, God. So Heavenly Father lives near this giant star. On a planet nearest the star, if you look to the right of the star, lower right-hand corner, a place that's sometimes called the first estate. If you're filling the blank in under that, the other name for that is the pre-existence. So Heavenly Father, Elohim, lives on a planet nearest the star Kolob, which is sometimes called the first estate, or another name for it is the pre-existence. Now I want to stop right here and go back and document some of what we've already looked at. Look at page one of your handout of the manual, and we're looking at a photocopy from Doctrines of the Gospel Student Manual. This is published 2000 by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And on the underlined portion it says this: the doctrine has prevailed that matter was created out of nothing. But the Lord declares that the elements are eternal. Matter always did and, therefore, always will exist. And the spirits of men, as well as the spirits, as well as their bodies, were created out of matter. So matter has always existed, and even our spirits are created out of this pre-existing matter.